Good morning. The intense storm that brought a ton of snow to the northern half of New York and New England continues to wind up north through the Gulf of Maine and toward the Canadian Maritimes this morning. A lot of wind behind this storm, keeping cold air in place. It drove temperatures down quickly yesterday afternoon and evening, icing things up pretty good before the snow started. And now we have a coating of snow from the overnight hours up to a few inches in a lot of places, even from I-90 south, on top of that icing. Temperatures have dipped back into the single digits and teens, and this is where we're starting the day. And even some light snow to moderate snow going on in the Hudson River Valley points east into New England. As the storm continues to depart, we will see the snow winding down, and northern parts of New York and New England will be the last to see the snow end around lunchtime. Then the clouds will start to break up, and we'll even have a little bit of sunshine late today, especially out in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills. Still, though, with that strong gusty wind, temperatures will remain in the teens to around 20 all day long, and wind chill values will be closer to, if not below, zero. High pressure will build in tonight, and the clouds will break up even more. So skies will be clear for a while, and that will allow temperatures to go down to around 0 to 5 above on average, with many places with a deep snowpack going below zero in the northern tier of the region. Tomorrow we'll have sunshine mixing with clouds from time to time. The wind will flip around to the south, so milder air building in with highs in the mid-30s. On Saturday, even into the 40s as a disturbance passes through with a few rain or snow showers. Behind that disturbance, another shot of cold air on Sunday. Despite sunshine, it'll be quite windy with highs only near 30 and staying in the 20s on St. Patrick's Day despite bright sunshine. The next disturbance will head our way for Tuesday and Wednesday with increasing clouds and rain showers possible. Highs on Tuesday in the 30s and back into the 40s on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings continue for northern New England this morning. Storm total accumulations of 14 to 22 inches expected in central and northern Maine by this evening, with winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour. This will produce near blizzard conditions with considerable blowing and drifting snow along with low visibilities. Temperatures in these locations also will be a problem and stay in the single digits and lower teens today with wind chill values well below zero. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility with light snow and fog, 7 above zero with a northwest wind at 12 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 44 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies with light snow and blowing snow, 15 degrees with a dew point of 6, 67% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 20, gusting to 32, and the barometer at 29.44 inches, and it is now beginning to rise rapidly. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Pompano Beach in Miami, both in Florida, to a low of 15 below zero at Crane Lake, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine and windy in the mid-20s, Boston cloudy and windy with snow showers in the lower 20s, and in Buffalo a mix of sun and clouds and windy with highs in the teens. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 41 degrees, the low 20, the average temperature 31, that's 2 degrees below normal. 65 hundredths of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, 7/10 of an inch of snow. That's also the total for the month, which is 4.3 inches below normal. And 65.9 inches for the season, which is 14.4 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 43 degrees. The average low, 24. The record high, 70, set in 2012 and in 1946. And the record low, 6 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning is at 7:11 a.m., sunset this evening 6:59 p.m., 11 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Snow and blowing snow early today, then the clouds will break up a bit later on, windy with highs in the lower teens. Partly cloudy tonight with lows 0 to 10 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and windy today with scattered snow showers, mainly this morning, with highs near 20. Partly cloudy tonight, lows near 10 above. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and windy today with scattered snow showers, mainly this morning, with highs in the lower to mid-teens. Partly cloudy tonight, 0 to 5 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and windy today, scattered snow showers, especially this morning, with highs in the upper teens to around 20. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows 0 to 10 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy with light snow this morning, some breaks of sunshine later, windy throughout the day with highs in the upper teens to around 20. Partly cloudy tonight, 0 to 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, and milder, mid-30s. Mostly cloudy with a few rain or snow showers Saturday, lower to mid-40s. Mostly sunny, windy Sunday, but colder, near 30. 20s on Monday with sunshine for St. Patrick's Day. Sunshine giving way to clouds Tuesday in the mid-30s and back to the mid-40s with a chance of rain showers on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.